Welcome to our Local Voices special presentation called A Glance Back on 94.7 KPIP LP Fayette. A Glance Back is brought to you by the Boonslick Historical Society and its president, respected Fayette community member Jim Steele, journalist, graphic designer, and local historian. Local Voices, A Glance Back, a two-hour program, airs every Monday and Friday starting at noon and then again at 4 p.m. The show focuses on the music, radio features, and history of World War II and beyond as it affected Fayette, America, and the world. Thank you for tuning in to this special edition of Local Voices, only on 94.7 KPIP.
I dreamt Uncle Sam was talking to the thunder of marching feet. And here's what he seemed to be saying to the soldier and the man on the street. Why are we working and fighting like we never did before? Oh, we wanna make sure, we're gonna make sure there'll never be another war. Why will we follow old glory where the flames and cannon roar? Oh, we wanna make sure, we're gonna make sure there'll never be another war. We're in line, we're all in line, and we're gonna keep our eye on the ball. You can bet we're in the threat to life and liberty once and for all. When we've destroyed those destroyers, there'll be peace forevermore. Oh, we're gonna make sure, we're gonna make sure there'll never be another war. Listen, Americans, you've got the right to say the things you want to say, and you're entitled to it. You've got the right to pray the way you want to pray, and you're entitled to it. You've got the right to live beneath a peaceful sky above. You've got the right to work and play and sing and laugh and love, and you're entitled to it. But today, there are those who would take those rights away. Today, the world is threatened by human beasts of prey. Today, we've got to unite and fight to defend each precious right from the forces of destruction. Then all the downtrodden people will be free from fear once more, and we'll bury the sword with the help of the Lord. There'll never be another war.
I don't need your photograph to keep by my bed. Your picture is always in my head. I don't need your portrait, dear, to call you to mind. For sleeping or waking, dear, I find the very thought of you, and I forget to do the little ordinary things that everyone ought to do. I'm living in a kind of daydream. I'm happy as a king. And foolish though it may seem, to me that's everything. From their idea of you, the longing here for you. You'll never know how slow the moments go till I'm near to you. I see your face in every flower, your eyes in stars above. It's just the thought of you, the very thought of you, my love. Thank you. hear of you, the longing here for you. You'll never know how slow the moments go till I'm near to you. I see your face in every flower and your eyes in stars above. It's just the thought of you, the very thought of you, my love.
Fayette's resident historian Jim Steele is on 94.7 KPIP.
My days have grown so lonely. I've lost my one and only. My pride has been humbled.
How you feel about
it? But I'm for you, bought and sold. I was a mere sensation. My heart was caught with no foundation. Although we have stumbled, but I'm for you, body and soul. But life before me, the future stole me. Winter, that's gray and old. Unless it's magic, the end will be tragic and echo the tale that's been told so often. My life relies upon you. What is the good am I without you? My castle has crumbled, but I'm for you, fighting soul.
Ah, you're thrilled, big fella, you're thrilled.
Son, you're really sending me, eh?
To take a look back at the events that shaped this country and the world with This Week in History on KPIP's Local Voices, A Glance Back. In 326, Emperor Constantine refuses to carry out traditional pagan sacrifices. In 1298, King Edward I defeats the Scots under William Wallace at Falkirk. In 1567, Mary, Queen of Scots, is imprisoned and forced to abdicate her throne to her one-year-old son, James VI. In 1589, Christianity is banned in Japan, and orders are given for all Christians to leave the country. In 1789, Thomas Jefferson becomes the first head of the U.S. Department of Foreign Affairs. In 1799, the Rosetta Stone, a tablet with hieroglyphic translations into Greek, is found in Egypt. In 1864, Confederate General John Bell Hood attacks Union forces under General William T. Sherman outside of Atlanta. In 1846, the first members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, otherwise known as Mormons, arrive in Utah, settling in present-day Salt Lake City. In 1848, the first Women's Rights Convention convenes in Seneca Falls, New York, organized by Lucretia Mott and Elizabeth Cady Stanton. In 1850, gold is discovered in the Rogue River in Oregon, extending the quest for gold up the Pacific coast. In 1861, the Crittenden Resolution, calling for the American Civil War to be fought to preserve the Union and not for slavery, is passed by Congress. In 1861 again, the first major battle of the Civil War has Confederate forces defeating the Union Army along Bull Run near Manassas Junction in Virginia. The battle becomes known as Manassas by the Confederates, while the Union calls it Bull Run. In 1867, President Andrew Johnson signs an act creating the territory of Wyoming. In 1862, the 8th President of the United States, Martin Van Buren, dies at the age of 79. In 1863, Missouri's own Bloody Bill Anderson and his Confederate bushwhackers gut the railroad station at Rennick, Missouri. In 1865, William Booth founds the Salvation Army. In 1865, Wild Bill Hickok kills gunman Dave Tutt in Springfield, Missouri, in what is regarded as the first formal quick-draw duel. In 1868, the 14th Amendment is ratified, granting citizenship to African Americans. In 1873, the James Gang robs a train in Adair, Iowa. In 1897, African American soldiers of the 25th Infantry Bicycle Corps arrive in St. Louis, Missouri, after completing a 40-day bike ride from Missoula, Montana. In 1881, Sioux Chief Sitting Bull surrenders to the U.S. Army. In 1885, Ulysses S. Grant dies of throat cancer at the age of 63. In 1896, Mary Church Terrell founds the National Association of Colored Women in Washington, D.C. In 1903, the Ford Motor Company sells its first automobile, the Model A. In 1919, the British House of Lords ratifies the Versailles Treaty. The Treaty of Versailles held Germany responsible for starting the First World War and imposed harsh penalties in terms of loss of territory, massive reparation payments, and demilitarization. In 1925, John Scopes is found guilty for teaching evolution in Dayton, Tennessee, and is fined $100. In 1934, American gangster John Dillinger is shot dead by FBI officers outside a Chicago cinema. In 1938, the Third Reich issues special identity cards for Jewish Germans. In 1941, the U.S. government freezes Japanese and Chinese assets. In 1942, the U.S. Army Women's Army Auxiliary Corps, or WAAC, begins its first training class at Fort Des Moines, Iowa. Also in 1942, German U-boats are withdrawn from positions off the U.S. Atlantic coast due to American anti-submarine countermeasures. In 1943, Italian fascist dictator Benito Mussolini is overthrown in a coup. In 1944, Adolf Hitler is wounded in an assassination attempt by German army officers at Rastenburg. Also in 1944, Allied forces begin the breakthrough of German lines in Normandy. In 1969, Neil Armstrong and Edwin Buzz Aldrin become the first men to walk on the moon. We'll have more about this in the next section of our program. In 1974, the Supreme Court rules that President Richard Nixon must surrender the Watergate tapes. In 1976, the Viking spacecraft lands on Mars and begins taking soil samples. In 1978, the first test tube baby, Louise Brown, is born in Oldham, England. And in 1995, two astronomers, Alan Hale in New Mexico and Thomas Bopp in Arizona, almost simultaneously discover a comet. It becomes known as the Hale-Bopp Comet. Remember to tune in next week for another look back at the events that shaped this country and the world with This Week in History on KPIP's A Glance Back.
His waistline's getting back to normal now. Here's what he had to say.
Mar, I miss your apple pie. Oh, Mama, I miss yours too. Now, Mama, they're treating me all right, but they can't cook just like you. Nobody's spoiling me like you.
stay in bed until noon. At 5:45, they play me a tune. Oh, Ma, I miss your apple pie. And by the way, I miss you.
Thank you. you're looking for a treat to freshen taste and keep breath sweet, get double smoothness, flavor too. Get the gum that's double good to chew.
Once upon a time there was an engineer.
Choo-choo Charlie was his name, we hear.
He had an engine and he sure had fun. He used good and plenty candy to make his train run.
Charlie says, love my good and plenty. Charlie says, really rings the bell. Charlie says, love my good and plenty. Don't know any other.
Travel back in time with us with this special edition of Local Voices on 94.7 KPIP.
I'm saving a dime out of every dollar for the family and me to share someday. I'm saving a dime out of every dollar, and we're gonna be free from care that way. I'm buying bonds, I mean war bonds, with 10% of my pay. I'm saving a dime out of every dollar, and I'm helping to save the USA.
I'm saving a dime out of every dollar for the family and me to share someday. I'm saving a dime out of every dollar, and we're gonna be free from care that way. I'm buying bonds, I mean war bonds, with 10% of my pay. Say, I'm saving a dime out of every dollar, and I'm helping to save the USA. In the good old US way.
Me lending Uncle Sam money sounds funny, but it's true. He could take all I own, but he'd rather take a loan and pay me interest too. I'll never be a millionaire,
but you might call me a civilianaire.
I'm saving a dime out of every dollar for the family and me to share someday. I'm saving a dime out of every dollar,
and we're gonna be free from care that way. We're buying bonds.
By any chance, do you mean war bonds?
Yes, with 10% of our pay.
That's the easy way that I'm saving a dime out of every dollar, and I'm helping to save the USA. I'm buying bonds, I mean war bonds,
more bonds,
with 10% of my pay.
Me to say I'm saving a dime
out of every dollar, and I'm helping to save the USA. I'm helping to save the USA.
Sing one note, and the note he sang was this. Poor Johnny, one note, sang out with gusto and just overlorded the place. Poor Johnny, one note, yelled willy-nilly until he was blue in the face. For holding one note was his ace. Couldn't hear the brass, couldn't hear the drum. He was in the class by himself by gum. Poor Johnny One Note died in Aida. Indeed, a great chance to be brave. He took his one note, how like the north wind brought forth wind that made critics rave. While Birdie turned round in his grave, couldn't hear the flute or the big trombone. Everyone was mute. Johnny stood alone. cats and dogs stop yapping, lions in the zoo all were jealous of Johnny's big trill. Thunderclaps stop clapping, traffic ceased its roar, and they tell us Niagara stood still. He stopped the train whistles, boat whistles, steam whistles, cop whistles, all whistles bow to his skill. Sing Johnny one note, sing out with gusto, and just overwhelm all the crowd.
You're listening to 94.7 KPIP's Local Voices, A Glance Back. Now, we look at the first men on the moon. As we mentioned earlier in this broadcast, it was this week, back in 1969, that Neil Armstrong and Edwin Buzz Aldrin became the first men to walk on the moon. The NASA vessel that got them to the moon and back was called Apollo 11. Apollo 11 was the space flight that first landed humans on the moon. Commander Neil Armstrong and Lunar Module pilot Buzz Aldrin formed the American crew that landed the Apollo Lunar Module called Eagle on July 20th, 1969. Neil Armstrong became the first person to step onto the lunar surface 6 hours and 39 minutes after landing on the moon on July 21st, and Buzz Aldrin joined him 19 minutes later. They spent about 2.25 hours together outside the spacecraft and collected 47.5 pounds of lunar material to bring back to Earth. So Armstrong and Aldrin spent a total of 21 hours 36 minutes on the lunar surface at a site they had named Tranquility Base upon landing. Armstrong's first step onto the lunar surface was broadcast live on TV to a worldwide audience. Let's take a listen now to one of the live news broadcasts that reached across continents, bringing news of Apollo 11. Here is Walter Cronkite speaking about the impending liftoff of Apollo 11.
2 minutes until man began the greatest adventure in his history, all of that long billion years or so. Because at 9:32 a.m., 3 hours and 32 minutes from now, from here in Florida, the Merritt Island Launch Complex at the Kennedy Space Center, near what we used to know as Cape Canaveral, is now known as Cape Kennedy, man is about to launch himself on a trip to the moon with the expectation of landing there. Three astronauts awakened at 4:15 this morning, an hour and 45 minutes ago, according to our time here, had a good breakfast and were pronounced fit as a fiddle and ready to go. The same is the story out on pad 39A, where you see that giant Saturn rocket waiting to take them on their historic trip to the moon. Neil Armstrong is waiting to go, and there's an announcement coming from Mission Control right now, which is that the count is holding, as had been expected at this moment. It's been holding for just about an hour, which was expected. It was planned and programmed into the operations to give time to catch up. If anything were wrong, nothing is wrong. Even the weather has turned good for this mission this morning. Although there had been predictions of low clouds, the clouds are now going to be quite high, and apparently it will be a very simple matter to get this rocket off as far as weather is concerned this morning. The commander of this flight is a civilian, Neil Armstrong, 38 years old, from Wapakoneta, Ohio, blonde, blue-eyed, 5 feet 11, 165 pounds, Purdue Aeronautical Engineer graduate of 55, two sons, Eric, 12, Mark, 6, test pilot of X-15s, a naval aviator, 78 combat missions in Korea. Now a civilian, the man who is to put his foot, man's first foot, on the moon next Monday morning. The lunar module pilot, who will descend those 9 steps from their lunar module, their landing craft, to the moon surface 20 minutes after Armstrong, is a United States Air Force Colonel Edwin E. Buzz Aldrin, Jr., 39 years old, Montclair, New Jersey. His father, retired United States Air Force Colonel also,
also blonde, blue-eyed, 5'10" and 165 pounds, a West Pointer from the class of 51, graduated third in his class, said to be the best scientific mind in the astronaut program. A doctorate in astronautics from Massachusetts Institute of Technology, 66 combat missions in Korea, and a veteran spacewalker, spent the longest time outside of a spacecraft off the Earth, some 5.5 hours, when he was the pilot of Gemini 12. Along with them goes Michael Collins, in the most important role perhaps of all, although his is not the fame of stepping on the moon. At 38 years old, a lieutenant colonel, also a West Point graduate, the son and grandson of generals of the Army. His brother also is a general of the Army. Michael Collins, who was born in Rome, Italy, while his father was in service there, will be the command module pilot. He is the man with the awesome responsibility of circling the moon 69 miles high in the command module while Armstrong and Aldrin go down for their historic walk on the moon. And he, it must be, who will effect any rescue that can be made of those men after they get back off the surface of the moon, or if they cannot make a landing there and cannot come back for rendezvous. He cannot rescue them, however, if they are already on the moon's surface. And this is one of the inherent hazards, dangers of this most dangerous but most thrilling mission.
Armstrong's first step onto the lunar surface was broadcast on live TV to a worldwide audience. He described the event as, quote, one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. Apollo 11 effectively proved U.S. victory in the space race to demonstrate spaceflight superiority by fulfilling a national goal proposed in 1961 by President John F. Kennedy. He said, quote, before this decade is out, a landing of a man on the moon and returning him safely back to Earth will come to be. Now let's listen to full Apollo 11 coverage from CBS's famous news anchor, Walter Cronkite.
I believe that this nation should commit itself to achieving the goal, before this decade is out, of landing a man on the moon and returning him safely to the Earth.
Good morning. Man is about to launch himself on a trip to the moon from this Florida launch complex. Well, astronauts Armstrong, Collins, and Aldrin sitting there atop the great Saturn rocket in their command module. My palms are sweaty.
That's, you're now a member of the mission launch team.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
What a moment. Man on the way to the moon. It seemed that the whole world stopped as man set out on the adventure to escape from his own planet and to set foot on a distant one.
Hello there, Earthling.
Hello there. 11, Houston, if that's not the Earth, we're in trouble.
The lunar module cutting itself free from the command module, beginning the maneuvers which should place it on the surface of the moon.
Roger, Eagle, sun dot.
Roger, how does it look?
The Eagle has wings.
Houston, you're a go for landing, over.
Roger, understand, go for landing. 30 feet, 2.5 down. We're drifting to the right a little.
30 seconds.
Oh, jeez.
Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
We're home.
Man on the moon.
What?
Wait, we're going to be busy for a minute.
There he is. There's a foot coming down the step.
I'm at the foot of the ladder.
Armstrong is on the moon.
Yeah,
Neil Armstrong, 38-year-old American, standing on the surface of the moon. On this July 20th, 1969.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Well, for thousands of years now, it's been man's dream to walk on the moon. Right now, after seeing it happen, knowing that it happened, it still seems like a dream.
Go ahead, Mr. President. This is Houston out.
Hello, Neil and Buzz. This certainly has to be the most historic telephone call
ever made from the White House.
Thank you, Mr. President. Honor for us to be able to participate here today.
We think that you've done a magnificent job up there today. Over.
Thank you very much. It's been a long day.
Man has landed there, and man has taken his first steps there. I wonder just what there is to add to that.
That was the moon landing broadcast by CBS's news anchor Walter Cronkite, as we remember the Apollo 11 moon landing, which occurred this week in history. It was a landing that captivated the human race. For KPIP's Local Voices, A Glance Back, I'm Rachel Steele.
It had to be you. It had to be you. I wandered around and finally found the somebody who could make me be true, could make me be blue, and even be glad just to be sad thinking of you. Some others I've seen might never be mean, might never be cross or try to be boss, but they wouldn't do. For nobody else gave me a thrill. With all your faults, I love you still. It had to be you, wonderful you. It had to be you.
It had to be you. It had to be you. I wandered around and finally found somebody who could make me be true, could make me be blue, and even be glad just to be sad thinking of you. Some others I've seen might never be me, might never be cross or try to be boss, but they wouldn't do.
Nobody else gave me a thrill. With all your faults, I love you still.
It had to be you, wonderful you.
It had to be.
Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition, and we'll all stay free. Praise the Lord and swing into position. Can't afford to sit around a wishing. Praise the Lord, we're all between perdition and the deep blue sea. Yes, the sky pilot said it. You gotta give him credit, for a son of a gun of a gunner was he. Shout and praise the Lord, we're on a mighty mission. All aboard, we're not a-going fishing. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition, and we'll all stay free.
We got an
another bomb to buy. We've got another bomb to buy. The bonds we bought before bought the bomb that won the war. Now we've got another bomb to buy. Well, you may think the war is won, but we can't leave the job half done. The boys have seen it through, now the rest is up to you. Yes, we've got another bond to buy. Bonds away, put your dough where it earns. Bonds away, and someday you'll get so many happy returns. You know, with every bond you buy, you've done your part for some brave guy. We've got to play it square with the boys we've got out there, so we've got another bond to buy.
We've got another bond to buy.
Go out and buy it.
We've got another bond to buy.
Go out and buy it. The bonds we bought before bought the bond that won the war. Now we've got another bond to buy. Dig in your pockets.
Oh, you may think the war is won.
Ask any soldier.
But we can't leave the job half done.
The Navy will tell you. The boys have seen it through. Now the rest is up to you. Yes, we've got another bond to buy. Bonds away, put your dough where it is. Bonds away, and someday you'll have so many happy returns. You'll know with every bond you buy, you've done your part for some brave guy. There's Joe and Jim and Jack, and we gotta bring them back. Buy a bond today. We got another bond to buy.
Frank Crummett is here with me to say a word about Roy Tann cigars. Frank Crummett.
I'm really a fan for Roy Tann, and the reason is Roy Tann has more long filler Havana tobacco, and yet it's a 5-cent cigar. Man to man, smoke Roy Tann.
Listen as past and present collide with Local Voices, Monday edition from noon to 4 p.m. on 94.7 KPIP.
Grand cavalcade. For the girl who loves a soldier is in love with the right kind of man. When he says, "Fall in, my darling," well, she falls in his arms while she can. She simply can't refuse him. Oh, how she'd hate to lose him. For the girl who weds a soldier is the girl who adores a parade. She becomes herself a soldier. She's a part of the grand cavalcade.
smile. I remember you, you're the one who made my dreams come true. A few kisses ago,
taking a step back in time with Jim Steele on 94.7 KPIP.
We'll be right back.
You've been listening to A Glance Back on Local Voices with Fayette's own Jim Steele, president of the Boonslick Historical Society. Catch another edition of A Glance Back with Jim Steele, a two-hour program which airs every Monday and Friday starting at noon and then again at 4 p.m. only on 94.7 KPIP.